This is the brief on picking the right AI model for your workload. Navigating OpenAI's growing catalog can be seriously overwhelming for editors. So today we're separating official capabilities from practical strategy. You know, choosing a model is kind of like picking a vehicle. You wouldn't rent a massive moving truck just to run a quick grocery errand, right? First, let's group OpenAI's catalog into three strategic lanes. Sol is your heavy hitter lane. Use this when errors are super costly or tasks have complex moving parts. Terra is the balanced lane for repeat work where quality still matters. And Luna is the cheapest, fastest lane, perfect for quick tasks like pulling data from text. Model names will change, but this three-lane setup won't. So how do we prove which lane actually works in practice? Second, apply a real-work test developed by the editorial team at HRVSTR. Just skip the standard tech benchmarks. Instead, take a small set of actual newsroom tasks and score them on factual corrections, editor rewrites, tool failures, time, and cost. It's so tempting to assume that bigger is always better, but honestly, why pay a premium for brain power you aren't even using? The golden rule here: if the cheaper lane survives your test, stick with it. Finally, a good editor always checks their sources. The raw model availability comes straight from OpenAI's official pages, but the practical strategy, the three-lane policy, and the scoring method, that's pure HRVSTR editorial judgment. Be sure to check the written HRVSTR issue for the full source links. Match your workload to the right model lane, test it against real newsroom tasks, and never overpay for power you don't need.